Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Let's get ready.
What day of the week is it?
Today is Thursday.
Welcome to the show.
Let's make it our best show ever.
Don't get your hopes up. We need more laughs on the show.
How's that?
Oh, my God.
You are hilarious.
You're acting like a crazy person.
Anyway.
Acting? I'm not acting.
I'm crazy!
Crazy like a fox.
It's not funny anymore.
It's showtime.
All right. It's showtime. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. This is show number 1845?
44.
I'm sorry, after yesterday, when all hell broke loose.
I know.
I lost track. It is Thursday morning,
oh,
Carla.
Oh, I know. What a year the last day has been. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Woo-wee.
I'm sure John Schaefer, a little bit later on next half hour, will have more on what happened yesterday. The NBA shutting down.
Yeah.
The NCAA tournament said, hey, listen, we're going to still have the tournament, but nobody can go.
Yeah.
And a lot of conference tournaments have said the same thing.
I know it's going to affect people's wallets and all that, and I hate that, and it makes me very sad. However, the sooner we tackle it, the sooner, you know what, we'll hopefully be better off. That's for sure.
You know what's not canceled?
Huh?
Our Knights game tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting. Aren't they meeting today? Isn't the NHL meeting today?
But Knights game is still on because they've already set it up.
They can still be on and send all you people home. Jeez.
Well, it's on the road, right?
Yeah. They're in Minnesota.
Okay.
They're good. Well hopefully they can come back.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, are we good
problem.
With travel between Minnesota?
Yeah.
Is
I
that
think
border
so.
Closed yeah, yet? Are
I'm
we good? We're
sure.
good. Yeah.
I have
I'm
a feeling the United States is going to start shrinking here.
I know.
Pretty soon. So,
I
all
know.
Right.
Just be cautious, people. Just, that's all. Be cautious. Mm-hmm. Take regards. Common sense. Yeah. How about that?
And
common sense.
The songs again, Toto Africa.
Yeah, Jolene.
By Dolly Parton.
Right, Jolene, Landslide.
Yeah.
Any version
Fleetwood
will do.
Mac,
yeah, I've been singing Landslide and Love Shack also.
Okay.
So those are
when
big
you're
ones.
Washing your
seriously. Man.
Morning sun today, then some afternoon clouds and rain, high in the low 70s. Mid-60s tomorrow, but they still expect more clouds and more rain. 55 now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, Howie Mandel showed up for the taping of America's Got Talent in a weird suit. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about it.
Oh, he must be freaking out.
Yes.
All right, more on that and other stories after the Bee Gees. Staying alive.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yep, Howie Mandel showed up for the taping of America's Got Talent a couple days ago in a hazmat suit.
Ew.
He is a germaphobe. He is. And he's the guy who's always fist bumped and all of that.
Right.
But yes, he showed up in a hazmat suit. Why? Maybe because Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson have tested positive for coronavirus. They're in Australia. He's shooting a movie there. And he posted, "Hello, folks. Rita and I are in Australia. We felt a bit tired. Like we had colds, body aches. Rita had chills, a slight fever. Play things right as is needed in the world right now. We were tested and we were found to be positive. What to do next? Well, we have to follow protocol and we will be isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. Not much more to do. Taking it one day at a time. So seemed to be doing okay and seemed to be positive. Matthew Broderick's sister also tested positive for the coronavirus. She is being treated. A lot of people, it's coming out, you know, that just a lot of people are getting it now, and there are faces on it now that you know. Adam Sandler postponed his tour thanks to all of this. Well, there are some blessings, aren't there?
Stop it.
Wow. Survivor postponed production in Fiji. Riverdale, the show Riverdale, shut down production after a crew member had contact with a coronavirus victim as well. And the Kids' Choice Awards have been canceled. GLAAD Media Awards canceled for now. Everything will be, it will be back, but for now. Now, if you want to go see a show on Broadway, you can get tickets for Hamilton, Wicked, around $20-$25. Now, be careful because some of the ushers have tested positive for coronavirus. So,
oh boy.
It's so far reaching. It is just so far reaching. And I want to play something at the break, Mike. I'm doing a spoiler alert right now on what we want to play during the break. I don't know if anybody saw The Masked Singer, but I was pretty blown away at what I saw and who it was. Okay? Just going to tell you that right now. That is my take for now, sponsored by Dillard's.
You had mentioned the TV show The Mask.
Yes, yes.
You've been watching that lately.
I hate that I like this show.
I've tried to watch it.
It's just really entertaining. And whenever they reveal someone, it is a surprise. Now, I'm not going to say who this is yet because last time I did this, I got in trouble and people got mad at me. We haven't watched the show yet. So I will tell you who it is after you hear it.
All right.
Listen to this.
Let me ask you, because I don't watch the show.
Uh-huh.
Is this person a regular singer?
No.
Is she known as a singer?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
Is she an actress?
Nope.
Well, kind of.
No, well, yes, true.
Wow,
sort of, but okay. No. Nope. Nope.
Is she on TV? In some
she
capacity?
Was for a short while, yeah. You saw a lot of her for a short while. Several years ago. What's your next question? Is she hot?
Is she hot?
yes, a lot of people thought she was very hot. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So she's not on TV.
She's not a TV person, no.
Person, like on a game show or something?
No.
And she's not an actress?
No.
Wait, didn't they have a...
A reality show for a short while. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah.
It was more around her family.
Right. It was around the time that she was, yes.
Is it Baby Boo Boo's mom or something? Who was it?
Oh, Honey Boo Boo's mom? No. June
Boo Boo.
Yeah.
June Bug.
No, it is not. It's Sarah Palin.
Are you serious?
Sarah Palin, former vice presidential candidate and governor of Alaska.
And what was her costume?
A bear. She was the bear. She did a great job, man.
Not bad.
Never would have guessed her.
No.
Never would
have
guessed her.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Wow.
You were good, though.
I got to be honest. I was shocked. Shocked when you told me it was Sarah Palin.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, I know you like this show all of a sudden.
I do. It's
the show you love to hate.
It's really fun. It's a guilty pleasure.
And that's why you have to watch it. All right. It's Fleetwood Mac and Dreams.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3.
Carla, I want to play you a little bit of sound. You know, we hear about Russia and the people of Russia.
Right.
And how tough they are.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. This woman, she's a singer in Russia. She was making her way to the front of the stage to start her performance. But she went a little too far. She fell 10 feet down into the orchestra pit.
Yes.
10 feet.
Uh-huh.
That's a long way.
It is.
Now, to put that in perspective, that's about as high as a NBA basketball rim.
That's two of me.
Two of you.
Yes.
Okay. But listen, she gets back up in the orchestra pit and starts singing her number. Doesn't skip a beat. Listen to this. There she goes.
Okay.
I'm okay.
I have no idea what she's singing, but...
Okay.
Is that amazing?
Oh, man. That's good.
That is strong.
Oopsie.
You fall 10 feet from anywhere.
Right.
And get up and act like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And do what you thought you were going to do. God bless you.
Thank you.
You didn't want to sneeze, did
No,
you?
I didn't. I held it in. I held it in.
Is that good for you? I don't know if that's good for you.
No. Well, luckily I closed my eyes, or those would have been on your side of the console. Jeez.
Wow, just when I thought this woman was strong.
Thank you.
You hold in a sneeze.
Yeah, I did.
Keep your eyes from popping out.
Yeah.
And then...
Whew, I'm okay.
You're okay?
All right. I'm okay. I'm going to keep singing.
I mean, people rushing to see if she's okay.
I'm okay.
And all of a sudden, she pops up, walks out, and... Whoa. Oh, all right, keep singing. Go.
Oh, okay.
There
right.
you go.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
She's fine. Away those tickets for Don Felder. Got Kathy Rhodes on the phone. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you. I love Don Felder.
Well, you have a couple of tickets to go see the former Eagle Grand Event Center, Green Valley Ranch, Saturday night, May 23rd from the Kellar Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And Kathy, by the way, what are you doing up so early?
I'm actually coming to work. I'm on my way. I'm heading into work right now.
And where do you work?
I am a teacher at in the school district.
Oh, God bless you. And what grade do you teach?
Pre-K.
Now, is it as easy as they say, or we're led to believe, the pre-K kids?
Oh, no. They're amazing and they're fun, but I wouldn't say easy.
Yeah, they're a different kind of easy, aren't they?
It'd be like herding cats or
yes,
something.
Yes, exactly.
They're just everywhere. Kathy, enjoy the concert. Have a great day. And thank you for all you do as a teacher.
All right. Thank you.
Time to make dreams come true at Disneyland Resort. We've got winning details in minutes. Or if you want, you can do it right now. Go to 96.3kklz.com for all the info. 7:10, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. They say some morning sun, then afternoon clouds, chance of rain. High of 72. Cloudy morning rain tomorrow expected, but high of only 65. 55 outside right now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So there's a new PlayStation game. Morty, you like this. You might like this, I should say. It's called Dreams, and it lets you build your own games. So someone has been working on a horror survival game, and it takes place in the apartment building from Seinfeld. So there you go. You can build your own games, whatever type, wherever you want to, which is cool. Food truck news for you, Morty. McDonald's introduced two new sandwiches yesterday, the Little Mac and the Double Big Mac. So one has, like, I think four patties, and then one has just one patty on it.
Wow.
They'll be available for a limited time. And Chick-fil-A will soon begin selling bottles of its signature sauce at Walmart, Target, Winn-Dixie, and Publix grocery store. 16-ounce bottles. Yeah. $3.50.
Start stocking up now, Morty.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You get a clap, Chick-fil-A. You get a clap. That's amazing.
And also, there are all sorts of those jobs that pop up where you watch movies. Well, a company called Zippia, they're offering one lucky person $1,000, corned beef and cabbage, Lucky Charm cereal, and four large Shamrock shakes, Mike, a U2 album, and a McDonald's gift card to watch Irish-themed movies for St. Patrick's Day.
I already know.
Yeah, My Left Foot, The Crying Game. No, you know, that's not listed there, but there are a few others. Far and Away, Circle of Friends, Leprechaun.
What about the Irishman?
Angela's Ashes. No.
Are you kidding me?
Real Irish
movies. How is Boondock Saints not on that list?
I know.
It's just Irish guys.
It's just 10 movies, so that's all it is. And you watch them, and you just do a little write-up, but they say you can just roll up your sleeves, and it's about the most energy you're going to use to do this.
You know what's funny is a lot of us are going to be doing that anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Because all St. Patrick's Day celebrations are canceled.
Yeah. So sit at home. You might as well make some money. You get the corned beef and cabbage. You get a few other things.
Shamrock shakes.
Shamrock shakes, a U2 album, McDonald's gift card. Yeah, I know. Kind of nice. Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms. You get Lucky Charms
because
also.
Because that's so Irish.
Yeah, there you go.
The Lucky Charms.
Yes, they're lucky. I get it. I know it. Luck of the Irish. Brought to you by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Coronavirus is the headline, and with everything that went on yesterday.
Yeah.
Boy, that was just, I mean, everything that could happen did happen yesterday, from Trump talking from the Oval Office to getting news about the NBA shutting down.
Right.
There were rumors that the NHL was going to postpone their season and push the playoffs
Right.
I think a couple of months down the road.
Yeah, and it's looking like it's going to happen.
Boy.
They just postponed, they canceled all morning skates and everything.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Okay. So. And I know we haven't really talked about it, and I know a lot of people are sick and tired of it. It's just there. It's there, people. It definitely is, but... We were all talking about just like what we're doing differently.
Yesterday in the After Show podcast.
Yeah.
If you can check that out if you want on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. We were just talking about how it has changed your life. Now, I'll be honest. I don't have that very much of an active lifestyle where I'm going out all the time as I used to maybe 20, 25 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I like staying home. Yeah. I feel comfortable there.
Right.
And I only live down the block, so it's from here to there, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know you go in, you run a little bit,
I do.
Out.
Yeah. You know what's weird? I feel better being out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm out in the fresh air, first of all. I'm not surrounded by people.
Right.
I haven't really even, you know, the last couple times I went to the gym, I just, somebody all sweaty tried to hug me, too. And I don't want to be at the gym right now. So I'm kind of being out alone or just, I don't want to go to things. I got news. I'm supposed to do something, you know, where there's going to be quite a crowd of people. And I don't really want to do it.
Not looking forward to it.
No, I'm not at all. But I know I'm washing my hands a ton and I'm singing.
So the question this morning is, with all this news about coronavirus, has this changed your life in some way?
Yeah.
You know, are you not going out as much? Are you avoiding, you know, if you have tickets for a Vegas Golden Knights game, are you going to go?
Right.
If you have concert tickets, are you going to go?
Right.
Do you go to the store maybe in different hours, like maybe at night or something when there aren't a lot of people there?
Yes, And we're not catastrophizing or panicking. We're just wondering if you're doing things differently. Is there a better safe than sorry thing with you where now you know what? Maybe you weren't washing your hands after you just ran into the bathroom.
Maybe
now
you're
doing it, you know? Maybe I know a lot of people, including I think the three of us, were a little more aware of touching our faces.
Yeah.
As I just
things like that. Well, you wash your
hands. Well, it's Carla touching your face that I'm more worried about.
Exactly.
All right. Are you doing this?
Yeah.
And it could be you know, like you said, a simple more washing of the hands.
Right.
You're cleaning your plates a little bit better at home.
Right.
Whatever the case may be.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 96.3.
Okay, we're just opening up the phone lines, text lines. What are you doing different now in regards to with all the news about coronavirus, new cases being discovered here in Las Vegas, Clark County? So we ask people, what are you doing? And it could be something as simple as you're washing your hands more.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little bit more conscientious about your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
What you touch, who touches you.
Yes.
Depends. Yeah. People texting in this morning.
Yeah, well, Ken said, with regards to hockey, I would welcome a suspension. He said, we need time for the guys to heal. Patches is week to week now, along with Stone and Tuck. So,
well, that gives everybody else, as Morty pointed out off the air, that gives everybody else a chance to heal up.
That's all right.
But I did like what Riley Smith said when asked, how do you feel about playing in front of an empty stadium? He goes, I used to play for Florida.
Right.
For the Florida Panthers. I'm used to it.
So, I get it. Yeah. I know. I love
that. We had no crowd, so it doesn't bother me at all.
Manuela said, I drive Uber.
Oh, boy.
So I'm spraying all the hard surfaces with Lysol, washing my hands every chance I get, and using hand sanitizer after every passenger leaves the car. I get that. I totally get it. Now, Mike said, I'm military. Most of my office civilians, they're in a more vulnerable age group. If they get sent home to telework, you know, work from home, telecommute, I have to cover on site for three other people. The only change for me right now has caused me a lot more work. I have to learn other people's jobs while they're gone. But I said, as someone in the military, you probably understand not wanting to put others at risk. So, and that's exactly what they're doing there.
Now Angie is a food server.
Yes. Yeah.
So is she doing stuff differently?
She said, I swear I'm washing my hands like 100 times a day. Okay. And just being very aware, you know, because, I mean, people, I don't think people realize you're, you know, you got plates, you got them going out, them going in.
And their place, with people from all over the world.
Yeah, they have somebody at their place every single day. They're switching off where they're basically just cleaning all day. Cleaning.
Tables and chairs.
The stairwell, the everything.
Oh, menus.
Yeah.
Hang on. Joseph, what's on your mind?
You know what? Because my mom wants to cancel our California trips to Laguna and our trips to Eden Village. And last night I was telling her, I was like, you're just blowing this thing out of proportion. Like, I mean, I understand you got to be vigilant. You got to wash your hands. You got to take care of yourself. But, like, I'm just here. I don't want to waste my summer break on something that's, like, so ridiculous. Like, you just got to take precautions, you know? It's like, I'm trying to convince my mom not to cancel our trip.
Mm-hmm.
How old's your mom?
She's almost going to be 50 in about 2 years.
She'll be 50 in 2 years, so she's 48. Okay, all right.
You know, I'm going through the same thing day to day, deliberating on a vacation we have coming up.
Right.
And I know what you're saying. It's like, I'll take care of myself and I'll be fine.
Sure.
But.
Yeah, exactly.
But for those people around me, maybe at work or that I run into every day, you know, it really is a predicament for a lot of people.
Right.
That consider themselves very healthy, and with summer right around the corner, you're going, what do we do?
Hopefully this will, you know, sustain itself a little bit by summer.
Yeah, you know.
I don't want to even get near it to give it to someone else, and I don't want to wind up in quarantine for 2 to 3 weeks.
That's what my mom feels.
Yeah.
And our church, we have a Good Friday burial, and each person kisses the cross.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, don't do that.
It kind of upset me. You know, I was really looking forward to go meeting some girls on the beach.
That. You can do that, but don't be kissing the cross. Even Jesus will understand you're not kissing the cross.
You can't make it out to Boulder Beach out of Lake Mead.
I know, exactly. Jeez.
Joseph, good luck to you. Have a great summer.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Mike and Carla.
Sean, what's going on?
Not much, brother. Hey, instead of shaking hands, we turn to doing a lot of fist pump lately.
Yeah.
And then for the females, it's more like a punch down on with a fist instead of a punch.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, I got it. I thought you were saying a chest bump, Sean, so I didn't know where to go with that.
I wouldn't mind that.
I figured, Carla, you would go there, but hey.
Wendy and I are doing chest bumps now, so.
See, Sean, Carla tries. By the way, can't wait to see that video on our Facebook page.
She gets into that, 10.
Yeah,
are
you going to post that one?
Yes, we will, as a matter of fact.
You know,
yes,
Carla's always thinking outside the box.
Yes, exactly.
A little ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
That's what everybody likes about you.
Yeah.
You know, Carla, you and I, you're concerned for everybody.
Better safe than sorry.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show team for the Purple Stride event here in Las Vegas to help battle against pancreatic cancer. 6th annual. So if you want to join us, last year we had a great team.
Yeah, we did.
We needed to be bigger, better.
Yes.
And it's you stroll around town square.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy early in the morning.
Beautiful
You're
morning,
done by
generally.
10:30 at the latest.
Yes. Yeah, you got food out there, you got coffee.
What did Morty, you brought Squish out last year.
Yeah.
And he walked about a whole 100 yards and then
I remember coming around a corner, it was like, oh no. Okay, you're done? You're done, Morty? Okay.
Morty's carrying the dog.
Which was probably you had the toughest walk of all.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And he's not a little dog.
No, he's like 71 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, it was all, as far as I know, Squish, he looked all excited about being there.
He seemed very happy. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he was like, I'm done. I'm all done. You can keep walking, but I'm done.
I guess he saw the route and then said,
I know.
You're going to have to pick me up.
Oh, man.
But if you want to be a part of our team, and we would love it if you would do this with us on March 21st, go to our website, 963kklz.com, register, or you can do it right there through our free KKLZ app. All right, weather-wise, looks nice out there this morning, but they say later today, clouds and rain, high of 72, 50, 65, the high tomorrow. But again, cloudy, rainy. We'll see what happens. 56 right now. Okay, let's do it. Another take from Carla on some entertainment news.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Fox says former New England Patriots star Rob Gronkowski is very close to signing a deal. Now, it's not with an NFL team, however. He's in talks with the WWE to potentially do some wrestling. Exactly, my friends. Gronk. Gronk. He's got the name for it.
Yeah.
Gronk.
Gronk.
Wow. Well, he'll be back in some way. Queens Brian May says he's going back to college to get his PhD in astrophysics. Wow. Okay. He hasn't done enough at this point. Wow.
I thought he already had a degree in physics.
He does. Apparently, he's going back to sharpen up some of his skills. He
I said guess it was all very those tough guys going in back. Queen were smart.
Yeah. Yeah. He says it was very tough, you know. But he said even at the time, I didn't want to be treated any different from any other student because he was, you know, they were well on their way at that point.
Well, now he's going to go back and people are going to go.
He's going to brush up. I don't know what he's going to do.
He's going to sit in class and somebody's next to him is going to go,
yeah,
hey, you look like Brian May.
Dude, yeah.
Or they're going to be like, who's this old guy?
Exactly. You look like the actor that was in Bohemian Rhapsody.
But older.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And a new survey found America's favorite superheroes are Superman. Spider-Man.
Yes.
Batman. Captain America.
Yes.
And my favorite, Iron Man.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Favorite villains, the Joker.
Yes.
Catwoman. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Venom. Thanos. Yes. And Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Okay. What about Flathead and Mumbles?
Yeah, well, you're going way back. A lot of Kid Joseph's going who? Mom, do you...
Hey, by the way, did I catch that right? He was 15?
He's 15, yes.
15 years
old?
Yeah,
but his mom's really old, so I can see why she wouldn't want to do the trip, being as she's 48.
In 2 years, she'll be 50.
She's
we can do the math, Joseph.
She's going to be 50 soon in 2 years. I love you, Joseph. You call in any time. That is my take for now, sponsored by Dillard's, the style of your life.
Giving you your first chance to score a family four-pack down to the Disneyland Resort. Thursday, we have a new thespian theater for you.
Yes, we do.
Stoked about it. We're going to do that after Journey.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all this week you've been given a chance to win those tickets for Disneyland. These are the family four packs of 2-day, 1-park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And being Thursday, we have another thespian theater. But this,
we do. It's different today. It is thespian Disney theater.
I just don't understand. All my life, I've been waiting for someone, and when I find her, she's a fish.
Nobody said love is perfect.
I don't expect it to be perfect, but for God's sake, it's usually human. Every day, people meet. They fall in love every day, and look at what I got.
Yeah, let's look at what you've got. Let's take a good look at what you've got. People fall in love every day, huh? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's a crock. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, okay. All you have to do is identify the title of that movie from that clip that we're reenacting.
Yes, and it is a Disney film.
702-739-9636. You got the phone lines on hold. Going to get through news and weather. Starting with caller 9. Look for a winner. And you can use these tickets throughout the entire year.
Yes.
Depending on when you want to go, through December. So once again, here it is.
I just don't understand. All my life, I've been waiting for someone, and when I find her, she's a fish.
Nobody said love is perfect.
I don't expect it to be perfect, but for God's sake, it's usually human. Every day people meet, they fall in love every day, and look at what I got.
Yeah, let's look at what you've got. Let's take a good look at what you've got. People fall in love every day, huh? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's a crock. It doesn't work that way.
I love watching John trying to figure out what this is. Do you know?
I think it's one of two things, but then I get thrown off by the music playing in the background.
Right, right. That is just some music that we're using for it.
And some of the magic that is a part of thespian Disney.
Sure. Yes. Well, yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
702-739-9636. Caller number 9. Again, got the phone lines on hold. We'll release those in a couple of minutes. You a chance to win that family four-pack to Disney with a segment of
Thespian Disney Theater.
I just don't understand. All my life, I've been waiting for someone, and when I find her, she's a fish.
Nope. Nobody said love is perfect.
I don't expect it to be perfect, but for God's sake, it's usually human. Every day people meet. They fall in love every day. And look at what I got.
Yeah, let's look at what you've got. Let's take a good look at what you've got. People fall in love every day, huh? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's a crock. It doesn't work that way.
Okay, all you have to do is identify the movie that clip is from. Tony's on the phone. Tony, give it a shot.
I'm just going to guess Finding Nemo.
No.
Try again.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, Brian, what about you? Can you identify that movie by title?
Is it Splash?
Yes!
Good job, Brian!
Hey, you sounded a little like Tom Hanks.
A little bit, yeah.
We didn't know if anybody would pick that up because everybody thought it was a cartoon. But Splash was indeed a Disney movie.
So that means you got the family four-pack of two-day, one-part-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort. By the way, Brian, anytime you want to use these, you can use them through December 15th.
Hey, that is great.
All right.
That is super.
Everybody else who couldn't get through, you can still register online to win a family four-pack to Disneyland at 96.3kklz.com. Hang on the line, Brian. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Your next chance to score some Disneyland family four packs, 11:40. Wendy Rush will have that for you.
Cool.
A little bit later on this morning, so make sure you're listening for that. Weather-wise, morning sun, then afternoon clouds, rain, same for tomorrow. Today's high 72, 65 the high tomorrow. About 56 outside right now. Our producer, Morty, has been keeping track on what's happening in the NHL.
Yeah.
And they've already... Morty, what is it? They've told the refs just go home?
Yep. They told all refs that they need to book their flights home.
Okay.
And then they're saying, and this isn't confirmed yet, but people who work at T-Mobile are saying that they're being alerted that things are going to be closed.
Oh. Okay.
I guess people are posting now that the game is off for tonight.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Okay. In Minnesota.
Yes.
All right. But no official word from the NHL.
No, not yet, which is really weird, but.
Big Ten Conference announced today that we'll be canceling the remainder of the Big Ten men's basketball tournament effective immediately.
Canceling or no fans?
Canceled.
Wow.
Canceling the remainder of the men's basketball tournament, Big Ten.
All right. Well,
wow. Okay.
We will keep you posted throughout the day, of course. And if you need any information about coronavirus, we do have it up on the website at 96.3kklz.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
All right, here we go. Other News sponsored by... Oh.
Oh.
Yes, oh.
Look at you. Oh.
Oh. Our good people. Over at 1 Hour, the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Call them today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. You'd think I'd have that thing memorized by now. A couple in Louisiana was arrested for stealing more than 1,000 worth of beer from a Target there. How much beer do you need?
How do you get that out of there?
Yeah, that's a lot of beer.
Man.
I mean, $1,000.
Yeah, you can't just shove that down your pants.
No.
There's no way.
You're going to make some noise.
Jeez,
A woman in New Zealand totally freaked out her mom with the dried spaghetti prank. Have you heard about this?
Wow, no. Oh, boy.
She secretly put dried spaghetti in her mouth, then asked her mom to help her crack her neck. Well, as the mom pulls the woman's neck to the side, the girl with the spaghetti in her mouth, she starts cracking down on the spaghetti, and it sounds like her neck is breaking, and comedy ensues.
Oh, you know what I like about that? It's harmless. It's harmless.
Well, see, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I'm paranoid about somebody cracking my neck, even if they're a doctor.
You know, what I'm saying is you're not. You're just doing it. And the minute it starts crackling, you're going to stop.
Until you choke on dried spaghetti.
Yeah, we used
to. So many things can go wrong.
Yeah. Sugar. We used to lick it and dip it in sugar and then eat it. Yeah, I know.
The original Italian fun dip.
That's right. That's exactly it. That's right.
Lick-a-made.
Yes, that's right. That's right, my friends. Oh, yeah.
Well, I brought the big box tonight.
Yes, that's right.
We're going to have fun.
It's penne. We can fill it. Oh, all Florida news in Clearwater, Florida. Police arrested Safraz Shakur is his name. You know why? because he stole toilet paper from his neighbor's car.
Is that what it's getting to now?
That's exactly what it's getting to. He's 25 years old. He was caught on a Ring doorbell cam stealing several rolls from the back seat of an unlocked truck. Be careful, Morty. If that's where you're storing it. He was charged with felony burglary.
Why does he have toilet paper in the car?
Yeah. Well, he might.
That's his fault.
He might have a ton of it. Yes, I know. Isn't that what you got? Well, why on earth did you leave anything in your car? Well, I don't know.
Because it's my car.
Because it's my car. And in Florida as well, Brevard County police arrested Danny. He was standing naked in his driveway and just throwing rocks at cars passing by. 34 years old, charged with exposure and gave no reason for his odd behavior. I'll tell you why, because he lives in Florida. What are you people doing out there? Stealing toilet paper, throwing rocks naked? The world has gone mad. You have gone mad, Floridians. Mad. It is Thursday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Let's do it. A little good news. Why not? We all need it, don't we? Start your day with this one. Listen, don't skip those parent-teacher conferences, okay? Pam Ost is a kindergarten teacher in North Carolina. She's near Winston-Salem. Tracy has a daughter named Jada. Now follow me. She used to be in Pam's class. While she was a student, Tracy and Pam got pretty close, teacher and mom. About 4 years ago this was. And now they're even closer because Pam just gave Tracy one of her kidneys.
Oh.
Yeah. Kindergarten teacher gave her student's mom one of her kidneys.
Wow.
Yeah. Mom was diagnosed with lupus in 2010, and it was manageable until last year when it started attacking her organs. Mm-hmm. So doctors told her she needed a kidney transplant. She got tested. The teacher found out they were a match and surprised her with the news back in November and said, hey, guess what I'm going to do for you? And she did. The surgery happened about a week ago. They're both doing great.
You know, we've talked about that before.
I know it.
Outside of my immediate family and probably this room.
Right.
Man, I don't know if I would hope I could be that guy.
Right. Right.
I would like to think I'm that guy. I don't know if I could, if I am.
Could you do it? And I know who you're, could you do it for Jeff? Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, I think a best friend. You're making me a little teary. I love when guys are that close. I really do. Because I mean, I know he's like probably your oldest.
Yeah.
You know, one of your oldest friends.
Yeah. And best, dearest friends. It doesn't matter how long I haven't seen him. Every time we run into or get together, it's like we haven't skipped a beat.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I think everybody has a best friend they could do it for, too. Because you know I'd do it for Monica in a heartbeat.
It cost them, but I would do it for
them. I would remind her every single day of her life. Hey.
And you know what?
Yeah.
He would get it, too.
Are you going pee again?
Yeah.
You can thank me.
Okay.
Every single time.
That's right.
Yep. Well, anytime you have a feel-good story, man, we want to hear about it.
We do.
Or even a local feel-good story. Maybe you know a superhero here in town doing something. You know what? Give us your own version. We'd love to hear that. 702-739-9636. Call us while we're on the air. We'll pass it along. 940, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life, shelterinsurance.com. Watch, my luck, he's going to need a kidney.
Yeah.
I'm going to be called on it.
Hey, Mike.
That was radio
air,
stuff.
Didn't I?
Recap of the show. We talked about the show Masked. Carla just started watching this.
The Masked Singer. Yes, I like it.
We're not going to tell you who was revealed last night if you missed it. If you DVR'd it, you're going to find out. But it was a shocker.
Guilty pleasure.
With all this news about the coronavirus, what are you doing different?
Mm-hmm.
How has your life changed from anywhere from changing vacation plans to washing your hands more?
Love that everybody's cleaner. I like that.
I tell you what, tomorrow is going to be a whole different life.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So if you didn't change today, it's going to be changed tomorrow.
Yeah. Eyes and ears open.
NHL making an announcement in about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
An official announcement.
Official. It's pretty much it's going the way we all think it's going to happen.
The VGK will not play as well as the entire list of games on tap for the NHL, but we'll see how that goes.
PGA golf.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No fans. I mean, not like there are many fans watching anyway, but...
different. But anyway.
Yeah, stand back. Okay.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have those family four packs off to Disney, which, by the way, you can use at Disneyland through this year. Yes. Anytime you want. You don't have to go right now. So she'll do that at 11:40. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be safe. Be careful. And as we always say, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.